Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Hello, hello. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw and Lawless Radio. We thank you for tuning in. Of course, that means it's Tuesday, and it is Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, fans and supporters of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, and, of course, supporters of me, Nikki Outlaw, and I'm going to, of course, keep it real with you, bringing you the real issues, real topics, and, of course, straight-up real conversation. I'm so excited tonight. We have a wonderful artist, guest, friend of mine, and y'all are going to just be on fire. And if you saw any of my little posts a little while ago, this female artist is exactly that. She's a queen in her own right. She's on fire in her own right. She is doing it up, and she's doing it up big. I'm telling you, when you listen to her, whether it's via music or poetry or whatever she decides to do, you need to stay tuned because the world is not through with her. We're just getting started. And this artist's name is Alyris, and she'll be on with us, hopefully, the entire evening. And to my supporters and faithful fans, I'm going to let you know tonight, we're only going to do an hour tonight. Y'all know how I feel about family. And tonight is my nephew's birthday. He turned a big whopping 3. So if you hear a little background noise, it's my family. They're, entertaining him. And we're going to do, of course, cake and stuff like that after the show. So I'm going to end it a little early tonight. So I want to let everybody know, don't think that your airwaves or your website or if you're calling in something at 9, 9:15, you know, that's what happened. I cut it a little short tonight, you know. Got to respect the little people. They're our future. So, but she will be on with us tonight. I'm excited to talk to her. Also, if anybody tuned in, hopefully you checked out my page as well as the Keeping It Real fan page. But if anybody tried to tune in on Saturday, we do apologize. It was supposed to be a live special Keeping It Real broadcast from the car show, and you know what, when we go and drive in places, you know, your cell drops, you know, and the particular area that the car show was in, hardly anybody had cell service, so we could not call in and boot us up and everything, so we do apologize, but don't worry, I got some other live remote functions coming up, and we'll try it again. So I'm excited about that. And you know what? Let's go ahead and say hello to our guest, Alyris. How are you?
I am wonderful, Nikki. How are you?
I'm blessed. We are here. I'm so excited for this evening. I'm so excited that you and I are back together again, so to speak.
Yes.
It has been a while, ladies and gentlemen. Alyris, so, you know, yay, my little handcuff and stuff. You know, like one day, I'll be syndicated or something, and we'll have all the little buttons to push. But anyway, for those of you who are in the 757, in the 804, in the 301, and all other places who know Alyris personally, you know that, like I said on my Facebook page, she is a woman who definitely is a queen in her own right and is on fire, as I've already said. But Alyris and I actually worked together, about a year ago?
Yeah, it was about a year.
Yeah. Ooh, Time flies when we're having fun, girl. It totally was. But, yeah, Liz and I actually worked together. We did a poetry night in one of our 757 cities here in Virginia, and on several occasions, and was definitely on fire then, as well as some music videos. So, actually, a lyricist, you know, let's tell the listeners who, you know, who unfortunately don't know your start and how you became a lyricist and your own company and getting your music out there.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, first of all, let me say it is such a pleasure to be speaking with the one and only Nikki Outlaw. I just got to give it up. I got to give it up for my girl who is doing big things popping. But to answer your question, you know, as an independent artist, it is sometimes so very difficult, as I'm quite sure those of you that are listening that are artists, you know that it can be very challenging to, one, get out there and push your music, record your music, you know, do a quality recording and try to get it out there for people to hear. So rather than sitting around waiting for, you know, a label to knock on my door, because, you know, the chances of that happening is slim to none these days, you know, I decided I'm going to record my own project. I'm going to write all of my music. I'm going to write all of my poetry that's on the CD. And the CD features 9 songs and 7 spoken word set to music. And so after writing everything and recording the project, you know, it was like, okay, what am I going to do with this project now? What am I going to do with this record now that I have it? And so many wonderful opportunities and so many wonderful doors open so that I could have the opportunity to share what I thought and I believe is a message in song. And my message is usually very positive, very uplifting. And there's some stuff on there that the guys can relate to, but primarily I will admit when I write, it's usually for my sisters. You know, it's usually detailing something that occurred in my life that I think might help one of my sisters along their way, along their journey. And actually that's the title of the CD, The Journey. And a lot of the material, actually all of the material, talks about different stages and areas of my life, things that I had to go through to evolve and become a better, stronger, you know, just a better woman, a better mother, a better lover, a better, you know, just a better person all the way around. So I'm just hoping that the music will be able to do the same for some other woman out there.
Right, okay. And, you know, listen to your CD. I have your CD. So, you know, I know, ladies and gentlemen, what she's saying is profound, but her lyrics, her spoken words, it touches you deep inside. It is, you know, like she said, she takes it from her upbringing, things that she's gone through, and most do, that resonate the best are the ones that take something that they've already gone through or they've experienced or somebody else has experienced and put it to music or in words, and you're like, how I feel. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have songs that we're going to play tonight, and, you know, they will explain better, I think, exactly what a lyricist is talking about. I wish we could play the whole thing, but then, you know, you're like, wait, okay, I can. No, we want you to go, and we're going to tell you how to, before the night is over, we're going to tell you how you can get the CD, and so you can purchase it yourself, so because we want it in your hands. So, you know, it's off the charts, I'm telling you. I still listen to it today, girl. I still do. And I remember at one point. Hey. So it's that hot. And, you know, those are my supporters and Lawless Radio supporters. Y'all know what I'm telling when I boast about a particular artist. I love everybody. But when I stress certain artists, you know, particularly you know, they doing something to for me, for me to tell you to go out there and get their music there on movie. Know that they're resonating. A lyricist. I was thinking we could start off with the songs first, but, you know, we can, I know you also want to do some spoken word. Which one do you want to do first?
Well, Well, let's play a song, and then I'll do the spoken word for the people.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do that. We're going to listen to
everything the seven wonders of the world. Different from other girls. Can you imagine what it could be? Why they all see beauty when they look at me? In my big brown
to hear. I remember all the time.
times you made sweet love to me. How you'd say, baby, this is how it's gonna be. I remember all the promises you made to me. But you don't want this life no more. And you don't want me as your wife no more. You don't want this baby I carry inside of me. You don't wanna get married right now. And you don't want nothing tying you down. But what about all the things I wanted for me? I remember all the times you would hold me as you whispered in my ear and you told me all of the things I wanted to hear.
Remember that, baby?
I remember all the times you made sweet love to me. How you'd say, baby, this is how it's gonna be. I remember all the promises you made to me. But you don't want this life no more. You don't want me as your wife no more. You don't want this baby I carry inside of me. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you don't wanna get married right now. And you don't want nothing tying you down. But what about all the things I wanted for me?
I've been thinking about this, baby, and I don't think you understand, because I gave up everything for you, baby.
Well, you act like I don't care.
I gave up my life for you. I gave up my dreams for you.
I understand, but
see, I can't sing my like my girl lyrics here, but
what about me? What about,
I'm telling you, I love that one. That one, oh my God, I remember lyrics when I first had that CD. That song right there. It's fire. It's fire. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I was all into the you know, all natural, and then I said, my girl's on fire, and then I hit this up, because I was just like, I had to hear another one. I just needed to hear one more song. I was trying to spread them out through the next hour, but I just had to hear that song, and we may hear it again before, 9 o'clock come, because that one, it resonates with everybody, because, and you know what, Alyssa, you're right, because some of the men can relate that too, because it's not always women who we give up everything.
Girl, you know, I am learning people and their struggles. You know, you never know what somebody is going through until, of course, you get to know them and you actually have a conversation. And
mm-hmm.
But people go through some things, you know?
Yes, so. They do. And we can, you really don't know. I mean, they're, you know, you and I don't know what we're going through right now. We don't know what my listeners are going through. And I thank God for providing me the opportunity to be on. I mean, yes, it's internet right now, but still I'm on the air. And I have heard some stories. I have some faithful listeners, thank you, from Cali to overseas in just a year. And some of the stories that I have heard, it's like, wow. Wow. And then I have some listeners, they even take it a step further, and they have inboxed me. And, you know, I'm not a counselor. I don't have a social work degree. But because I have an ear, and I take the time out. You know, if you inbox me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a personal friend of mine on Facebook, I will listen to you. And if I have like I said, I am a counselor, but if you need some advice, I'll give you the best I can, or I will direct you to somebody in your area, you know, to assist. But there are some stories out there that just bring you to tears, and you say, thank you, Jesus, for the little blessings, which are really big blessings that I have.
Yes, yes.
You know, because, I mean, there is somebody out there right now. I mean, we've talked about domestic violence on this show. We've talked about, you know, substance abuse. We've talked about everything. We've talked about mentoring our kids and our kids being out there in the gangs and stuff. And you just don't know what somebody's child is going through or what the child is going through because the parents aren't doing anything. It is, excuse me, endless. So, you know, that song, I tell you, I hadn't heard it in a while, but tonight I was sitting up here and I had muted myself and I was like, wow, you know, you just don't know. It's for everybody. That's not so. Ladies and gentlemen, she's on fire, I'm telling you. And, you know, and she is not just our little local Virginian. She has already, she's been to New York. She's been on Times Square. She's sung up there. You know, when God has a way and wants you to move, he will make you move. He will move stumbling blocks.
Yes, yes. He will open doors, and your gift will make room for you.
Exactly, exactly. Alaris, tell them how they can get your music, and how if they have an event or they want to book you, how can they do that?
All right, well, to get the music, they can go to CD Baby. I am with CD Baby. You can purchase the album through that website. Also, you can visit me at alyriss.com. That's alyriss.com. And, of course, there's a story behind why I call myself Alyriss. We'll get to that a little later on in the show. But alyriss.com is the website. And, again, the CD can be found on cdbaby.com. And you can always look me up on Facebook. It seems like I live on Facebook. but definitely search for me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, on almost every social network site. Yeah, I'm probably on there. So, but definitely Facebook. Spend a lot of time on there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, supporters of Lawless Radio and Keeping It Real, she's told you how she can get her music, CD Baby, as well as Alyriss, alyriss.com. So I'm telling you, you need to go out there. You need to get her music. You need to book her. Because what is Lawless Radio all about? Supporting our local come-ups. That's what we do, and that's what we're doing now. We're supporting someone local who, you know what? Within the next few years, people out there in the world who haven't heard her now, tonight, will be listening to her music and will be like, oh, wait, she was on Lawless Radio first. Yeah, I had the CD before you. That's all.
That's
and then
right.
You can be rubbing it in their face and be like, oh, I already knew. You late. Mm-hmm. You a couple years late. Mm-hmm. We tried to tell you. You didn't listen, but y'all been listening. I'm telling you, you better listen. I'm just coming. You know what? And not only does she do music, what else do you do? you know, you already done told them, but I know you got to keep ready.
I do. I do. Well, of course, we just celebrated Mother's Day on Sunday. And so happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there listening.
Yes, happy belated Mother's Day.
But I wrote this piece, this poetry, spoken word piece, and it's entitled I Am Woman. And I wanted to do this piece tonight on the show and, of course, dedicate it to all of the mothers out there, to every woman that's ever given birth naturally, spiritually, adopted a kid, whatever. If you have mothered somebody or something, then this poem is dedicated to you. Wonder Woman, a fictitious character that doesn't exist, depicted as an Amazon princess who wore bulletproof bracelets around her wrist, always armed with her lasso of truth. And I watched her every Saturday morning when I was a youth. I watched her as she fought crime, preventing certain destruction just in the nick of time. A superheroine in disguise, this wonder of a woman blew my mind. I wished that I could be as great, delivering injustice its fate. But how could a woman save the world when she was clearly just a girl? As I grew older, I stopped watching superheroes on TV because I realized that I had superheroes all around me. My mother, my sisters, my aunts, my cousins, void of a cape, but they taught us how to love one another. They were the ones who held my family together no matter the stormy weather. These women were pillars of strength, yet fragile as a flower, graced with superhuman power. Why would God give woman the ability to house life within the walls of her being? Why can we produce a baby from just one drop of semen? Why was it a woman that was divinely favored to give birth to the Messiah, the risen Savior? We are as enduring as the Rock of Gibraltar, all while shining brighter than the lighthouse that protects its bay. What better way to save the world than for God to use a girl? I am super. I am a wonder. I am woman. Thank you.
Wow.
Snap.
Oh my God, wow. That's hot. That's hot. I love that. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh wow, that is hot. You need to put that out there. People need to read that. I need to, you know, you need to send that to me. I put it on my keeping it real, put it on bloggers, I put it on Facebook, I put it on it. I mean that's hot. I like that. That's nice. I love that. We needed you on the show last week. We had I had two poets on the show. We were doing marketing. I had guests on. We worked with them before, Chris and Corey. They were on the show last week.
Chris and Corey, I know them well.
Yes, we were on the show. They were on the show with me last week promoting the car show this past Saturday, and then I had one of my guests, my co-host, Lil Keys, is a poet, and then I had one of my other poets call in from Cali. So the piece ended up before the time the night was over. We ended up doing poetry the last 30 minutes of the show and spoken word. It was really cool. I'm planning on doing a night of poetry on Keep, you know, and I definitely want you to come back when we do that.
Most definitely.
Because what I want to do is have, you know, get various artists on and just have them just go. basically like we used to do when we did the poetry lyrics lounge a year ago. So definitely want to kind of do it like that. But Wow, that's, I'm right now speechless. I'm like, I love that thing so much. Wow.
I am a woman.
I mean, it touched on so many levels. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, she is an artist in her own right. She is a queen in her own right. She is on fire. CD Baby and a little
CD Baby, yes.
ALYRISS.com. That's where you need to go. Reach out to her, Facebook her, Twitter her, LinkedIn, anything social network you can probably think of. She probably up there. You need to get her. You need to get her to your events. You know, whether you want her to just speak some spoken word or sing a few songs, whatever it is, I'm telling you, you need to contact her. And if you forget anything that we say, you know, you can always hit me up. And I'll make information to you. Wow. That's just hot. Ladies, you know, mothers out there, and like Larry said, if, you know, there's a lot of us out there that are raising not only our own children, our sister's children, our brother's children, our cousin's children that don't even relate it to us. You know, we are giving some child a home and some love that is much well deserved because of whatever their situation was, and they, you know, the persons aren't there for whatever reason. And yes, Mother's Day and, you know, Father's Day are for those individuals who go above and beyond the sperm and the egg. You know, everybody can have the sperm and the egg, and then, you know, we got a baby. But it takes a real man and a real woman to actually sit there.
There you go.
Seven. Not just one day, not just 2 days, 24/7, 365 days a year, when you got a full-time job, part-time job, whatever type of job, and be there for your child. So that poem that Alyris just read was for those individuals who are out there and they're doing it big and they're doing it up and making sure that kids are loved and taken care of.
Yes.
Above and beyond. But Alyris, that poetry piece was hot. And, you know, if you have not done so, I am highly suggesting, recommending, putting it in the airwaves, putting it in the universe. You need to get your poetry down and published. Because, you know, I've heard more than one of your pieces. And you really need to get that done. We got the music down. Now you need to work and get a poetry pieces down. Because, you know, we know people that can get you published, too. I mean, one of our own people in our own backyard, you know, publishes. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'll make sure I Facebook you and get or text you and tell you who it is. actually, no, I won't. I'm going to put her on blast now because she was also a previous guest on our show. Cindy Lupkin, you know, has her own publishing company. You know, she was a former guest of Keeping It Real. So you need to get your stuff together. You need to contact her.
Wow. Yes, yes.
You know, she has her own company right out in Atlanta, Georgia, and Triumph. If I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong, oh, Cindy, please forgive me. But Cindy Lupkin, you need to hit her up. You need to, you know, get with her so y'all can work it out. You know, this time next year, a book should be coming out.
And, you know, writing is definitely my passion. You know, singing, I love singing as well. I call singing the way that I pray to God. Usually when I'm singing something, you know, I'm singing to the Lord and I'm communicating to Him. But, you know, writing is almost like the opportunity for me not just to express and say, I'm going to write out of my emotion and write out of what I'm going through, but it's a vehicle for and an opportunity for me to write what God wants me to write. And a lot of the material on the project came from that. You know, when I said that later on in the show, we would talk about what Alyris meant and how I came up with that name. I guess now is a good time. Simply means a writer of song. Whenever people would hear my music, they would say, "You're such a lyricist. You know, the lyrics of your songs are so deep, and it's so, you know, it's relevant, you know, for today and what we're going through and what life is all about today." And so after hearing that, you know, a few times, enough times to say, wow, you know, I do love to write and writing is my niche. So I am a lyricist, you know, I am a lyricist. And that's how really, you know, my name was born, you know, just out of knowing that when I put my pen to the paper, it's as if God is opening his mouth and he's allowing me to write, you know, either from my emotion or straight from his mouth to my pen, you know?
Right. Wow. Well, he's definitely using you because, you know, we've heard two songs already. We're going to hear another one. And probably hear another, you know, one of the ones that we were, the What About Me one more time. Because like I said, you know, I know your work. I've heard your poetry before. I've heard all of your other songs. And that is powerful because, you know, that's what we all need to do. We all need to listen to him more or whoever you worship more. And
mm-hmm.
It'll guide you into the right directions because when we don't listen to our inner the voices.
That's right.
I ain't crazy, but I'm just I'm kind of crazy when I say, when you don't listen to the voices, when you don't listen to the inner you,
mm-hmm.
which is usually God himself talking to you.
Right.
That's when we veer off the path and then we're like, oh my God, things are going wrong. Well, did you listen? Did he tell you to go that way? Or were you supposed to really do something different? So to hear you say that, your words, your writing, your lyrics are, you know, voices from whatever it's coming from you or whether it's coming from him, it's motivated, it's channeled,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing. And that's, you know, that's a positive thing, definitely. We are going to take a break because, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this woman's on fire. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm telling you, you just missed two wonderful songs by her as well as a wonderful Mother's Day tribute spoken word. I don't even want to call it poetry. I want to, you know, spoken word with lyrics that just resonated. And I, you know, you always can go back and listen to this tonight's episode, you know, after I post it. But I'm telling you, they were great. We are now, and I said it before, and I said it again, she's a queen in her own right. And she definitely says this in this next song, as well as we all need to be queens. So check this out.
This one goes out to all the ladies out there, to the brilliant, the bold, and the beautiful.
Just came in. She's got pride and confidence. Naomi Campbell walk, Naomi Campbell walk, Naomi Campbell walk, and do the Halle Berry, and do the Halle Berry, and do the Halle Berry.
You better recognize.
You better recognize.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I told you, Queen, y'all didn't believe me. Y'all just thought I was chatting. Y'all just thought I was saying, oh, yeah. I'm telling you, was that not hot? That was on fire. It was nice, definitely nice. Alaris, do you have any up-and-coming events or anything in the area?
Well, you know, actually, I do have an event coming up, and it's actually a church conference. Coming up this Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be in Exmoor, Virginia at Living Stones Worship Center. I know the music that we're playing isn't necessarily screaming gospel, but you know, those are my roots, you know, church,
right.
Came out of church, you know what I mean? So, so this weekend I'm taking it back to where I came from, taking it back to church, and going to go in and, speak to some women. It's actually a women's conference, and I speak to some women and sing some music to uplift some sisters and, you know, give them a new, you know, outlook on life.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard that. Like, you know, like we said, you know, you want to book her, you want to get her to an event. It doesn't just have to be secular music, you know, type of event. It can be a women's conference. It can be, you know, a mentoring, whatever it is. She will do it all. Just hit her up, Alyriss, alyriss.com. And definitely to get more, I mean, these are just samples of her music. You definitely want to go to CD Baby as well. So, see, I'm letting everybody know. That way you can't say, well, how do you get it? I've been told you a couple times now. How you get it? That's how you get it. So, you know, just letting you know. So definitely check her out. You know, and as I find out things that come up, I'll make sure that you know what's going on. Definitely, definitely let you know what's going on.
Most definitely.
Oh, wow. It is awesome. I hope everybody has been enjoying the music and our conversation with Alaris. We're going to take another little break, and this time we're going to play one of our other, you know, locals around in the USA. I'm not going to say Virginia, so I just say the USA. If my board here will work, wants to act crazy, y'all. So, Larry, she's still there?
I am still here, outlaw.
Yeah, this is one of the things about, you know, blog talks. We have sometimes technical difficulties, and that's why I always say this is a live show.
Well, you know, since you're having technical difficulties, and I assume that you were getting ready to spill some time, if you want, you just let me know. I've got spoken word. I've got music.
You
tell me.
You do whatever you want. If you want to do another spoken word, that'd be great. Or if you want to, you know, give us some live lyrics, that's all on you. That would be wonderful.
Wow, I have choices, people. Choices.
You have choices, yes. I give choices, yes.
I like you.
Okay, come back anytime.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I think I'm going to do another spoken word, and then after that, we'll see where life takes us. But this next piece is called Time Traveler. And, oh, my gracious, I'm looking at the date on this paper, and, you know, somebody just ought to shoot me for real. I wrote this back in, I'm afraid to say the year. Wow. But we're going to do, I'm going to follow your advice, and I'm going to get that book going because this makes no sense.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the date on this paper. This makes no sense. Wow. But this song, this piece of poetry, spoken word, is called Time Traveler. And let me just set this piece up for you, ladies.
and gentlemen as well, but primarily to my ladies. You know how it is when you were, you know, that sweet young thing, and, you know, back in the day when you had it going on, and, you know, as time progresses, you know, when you were younger, you had that 36, 24, 36.
Mm-hmm.
And as time progresses, you know, stuff start happening, you know, especially if you've had a couple of children. Lord help our figures. But, you know, once you have a couple of children and life happens and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, where did I go? What happened? So this piece, again, is called Time Traveler, and I hope that you enjoy it. Oh, to go back in time, release my mind, relax, unwind. Back to the days when there was no stress. Back to when I was at my best. You know, ladies, when it was firm, tight, and hard, pulling out the charm was just the thing to do. Turning heads, stopping traffic, men losing their jackets as they took them off to protect you from the cold. You know, snagging men, even if they were old. It didn't matter. You had it then, that unrefusable, undeniable way that blew most minds. Oh, to go back in time. Remember the way you lit up that dance floor? Remember the days you had to guess if it was Jack or John knocking at your door. Choices, choices. There were so many to make. I wonder if I could get out of that date with, well, it was fun while it lasted. Now I'm all grown up. Got a house to clean, meals to cook. No more looking through my little black book. Commitment, responsibility, trust, and love. Who would have ever thought that I would have settled down, gained 10 pounds, or truthfully, I really think it was 20. Now there's dreams of what I'll be 10 years from today. Will I go all the way to the top? You know that I just can't be stopped because I still got it. You know that unrefusable, undeniable way that blow most minds. I didn't lose it. No, it's just been fermenting into a fine wine that only a few can afford to taste. Vintage, classic, one of a kind. This could have only happened through experience that bought wisdom that was birthed through time. Time Traveler.
My sound effect again. Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes, I'm going to be reaching out to the publisher. I'm going to be reaching out to the publisher.
Told you, you know, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all back there probably going, yeah, she needs to publish this stuff. Or you need to go out here and get, you know, we need to find, you know, another lyric lounge. We need to find you, you know, someplace where you can spit your words out there and get them out there. But you, I'm telling you, you need to hit up Cindy. Y'all need to talk.
Yes. Cindy and I need to have a conversation. Yes.
I need to have serious conversation. I will text you her number. I know you connected on Facebook, but I don't know if you have her number. I have her number. I will text it to you. And, yeah, y'all need to connect. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Next year, this time.
Yes. Let's speak that. Next year, this time.
This time, May 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. A lyric. You know, something. I don't know.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See? Yes. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling you, Lawless Radio keeps telling you, yes, you know, some people are always saying we need to play the upbeat music. We need to play what's out there on the radio. We need to play. But you know what? We can't get anywhere unless we support each other. And that's what Lawless Radio is all about, is supporting ourselves. You know, whether it's a business, whether it's an artist, a writer,
model, photographer, new business owner. I can't even, I mean, they list an entrepreneur, whatever it is you got going on, you know, support somebody else.
Right.
Help
yeah. out.
And that's what Lawless Radio is all about, is supporting us and getting it out. And, you know, if we all played the music we hear on the radio, on the satellite, on the iPod, everything else, I mean, we're going to miss good individuals like Alaris.
Yeah.
Like Corey Wiggins. I had him on months and months ago. You know, Corsette Cheney from Atlanta, from L.A., you know, some awesome music that is being played in our backyard, is being played in our you know, clubs, is being played at a conference. Reggie Geist right here in 757, wonderful jazz player, We have lots of talent, ladies and gentlemen, lots of talent, whether it's spoken word or not. Lots of talent, lots of stores that are being open, lots of businesses that are being open right in their own homes.
Yeah.
You know, support them. You need to support them. And what I would like to do is play one more song, unless you want to sing a song. It's up to you.
I was hoping that you would have the opportunity to play one of my favorite tracks that's on the CD. And I often call it my life's testimony, which is Love Never Fails. I don't know if you have that one cued or not.
No,
but
we don't have that one.
Yes,
but I love that one too. Oh my goodness. Yes, I don't have that one.
Oh my goodness.
But you can sing it.
I can sing it. Well, you know. Oh my goodness, Nikki.
What? That's what I do with my guests. I put them on the spot. They put me on the spot last week. They were like, okay, Nikki, now you say that. And I was like, no. I said, what I do best, I'm doing it right now. granted, I have, you know, I used to write, you know, back in the day, but I don't keep pieces like that like y'all do. Just boom, it's out of your head. And you're like, oh, okay. No, see, I can't do that, unfortunately. I have to actually write it down because that's just not my, like you said, it's not my passion. It's not my thing. So, but, you know, some people, and you know what, and we because I'm in it early, you know, it's until 9:30, you know, we could go on. But because I'm in it at 9, you don't even have to sing the whole thing.
You know what? You don't have to see the whole thing. Oh, my goodness gracious. You're serious, aren't you?
Well, Alaris, you know me. Yes, I'm serious.
Well,
just remember back when we used to host Alaris Lounge, you know? Didn't I just get people up and like, yeah, come on. And they're like, well, I'm not saying I'm not doing anything. No, yeah, you are. Now you are. You know, get on the stage. But the thing about it is, you know, some of those people that we, you know, I pushed on that stage, you know, when I look back on what they're going on right now, that was a blessing to them because a lot
yeah.
of the people that, you know, you and I met back then are making some stuff. They're doing some things now. So sometimes we just need a little push. So, but you know, like I said, you don't have to.
Well, you know, since I am an artist and singing is what I do, oh, goodness, you know, music accompaniment is just a beautiful thing, but I'll just do the first verse. Is that all right?
That is quite all right.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad. the title of the song is Love Never Fails. So many times I gave my heart away, and so many times love didn't stay. So tell me
if what I feel, if it's for real, I ask you, what would love do? Love would be patient when you wanna walk away. Love would be kind and you'd watch the words you say. Love would never lie to you, and love would be true. Love never fails. All love never fails. There you go, first verse and chorus. Yay!
I love it. I had stopped typing and everything, and I was like, okay,
I'm
about to hear it. You know, when you're at a concert, you just stop and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, a lyric again on Lawless Radio, Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Oh, a lyric, girl, love you. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, no, definitely, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Definitely, as always, I want you to come back. I want you to come back for poetry night, spoken word night. I want you to come back. For, you know, we want to do some more music. And I definitely want you to come back a year from now, of, you know, next year, when your book come out.
Yes, when my book comes out.
When your book comes out. We have proclaimed it. We have put it in the airwaves. And now what we got to do is make sure that it happens and follow along. And ladies and gentlemen, that has been a lyric. A lyric, ladies and gentlemen. A lyric. Remember, A-L-Y-R-I-S-S. And if you want to get to her music, and I know you do, go to CD Baby or go to her website, alyriss.com. Check her out on Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, Twitter, whatever other social network you can probably find her. Because like she says, she stays connected, as well as myself. But as always, listeners, we love you. I thank you so much for joining
love
us
you.
Tonight. For joining us tonight, and we'll be back next week, God willing. Please check out the chairman, the founder, TL, on Grit Grind tomorrow night at 8 p.m., and my boy Buck with Bucking Off on Thursdays, and my girl Dr. Passion with the midday release on Friday, and of course, with our new shows with the After Dark. They are definitely after dark. Don't want the kitties up. But check out my girl Mel Wallace with No Limit on Saturdays. She is definitely off the chain. A lot of things happening, a lot of things going on, and it has definitely been real. Thank you, Alaris. And everybody, it's Lawless. Love you.